International Women's Day, celebrating the women at the Hit Network.
Hi, I'm Gemma Fordham and I'm the head of the Hit Network. And today, to celebrate International Women's Day, we're talking to the wonderful women on air as part of our network. And now I'm joined by Sarah and Lise, those two girls. Sarah and Lise, you obviously do our early morning breakfast show nationally called Those Two Girls. So you're getting up at an ungodly time every day.
Yes, I'm trying to be coherent at that hour.
You're very coherent. So talking about the struggles that women face today, and I think we hear all the time about the balance of things, which I don't know about you guys, but I find that really frustrating. Do you find that there is such thing as balance in your careers and having, you know, you're both mums as well and wives and there's a lot to juggle? How do you feel about that?
I don't know if there's a magic formula. I sometimes think, you know, when people talk about finding the balance in life and making sure that things are balanced, it almost sounds like you have to be doing it right or you're doing it completely wrong. And I just don't operate on that level, really. It's just so different and subjective for everyone. So I just go with what feels right for me and my family, yeah, and what feels right for us at work. And if everything sings, then I'm onto a good thing. I just don't think there's such thing as perfection when it comes to balance.
No, right? Every day is different. Some days it might be a day that's almost wholly devoted to work, but then the next one you're back on top of everything with family life and social life. And I'm kind of with Lise. I think that striving for this perfection around balance is a losing battle, really.
I think it
I don't even spend much time thinking about it.
Yeah, me neither.
I just get on with it.
And I think, you know, like it comes in ebbs and flows, doesn't it? Like some weeks you just, you know, nailing life, absolutely the best, you know, smug as. And the next week things are possibly falling apart, whether it's, you know, the kids or, you know, relationship or what have you. And I just think you've just got to roll with the punches and take the pressure off a bit, whether you're a woman or a man for that matter.
Mm. See, I think that's the thing with both of you is you seem to have, you see humour in everything, and that's really infectious and also just brilliant, in my opinion. Is that the way that, you know, is that the way you live life?
Yes. Isn't it the only way? I mean, it's 100% how I try and parent. Like, let's talk about kids for a second. Like, I always tell my kids, if you can laugh at yourself, you're onto a winner, because you will never, or you will rarely feel like a victim if you can turn it on yourself and go, you know what, that was a bit funny. When I failed at that, or when I didn't quite hit that mark, it was actually a little bit funny and that's okay.
Yeah, it diffuses every situation,
I suppose. Yeah, I think there's real power in seeing the funny side of life. That helps with the balance, right, Sarah?
I think so. And I think because Lise and I are in exactly the same situation in life, you know, our youngest children both started prep this year. So we're going through the same life experiences, I suppose. And our eldest kids are only a year apart too. So they're 9 and 8. And, you know, our husbands work odd shifts and odd hours. So really we're kind of living parallel lives, which makes it a hell of a lot easier when you've got somebody who knows exactly what you're going through.
Yeah.
And we can both you know, kill ourselves laughing at the most random thing that would otherwise probably have made us narky if the other one wasn't there to diffuse it or throw a joke in or what have you.
Yeah. I think maybe a lot of people may not realise what your brand is or what the two of you have built up. And I have to say, you know, you hear a lot about all the dreams and aspirations you have as young women and growing up. And I think the reality is you've created a brand as mums and, you know, not, I don't want to say late in life, but but I suppose it's a really encouraging story. And I wondered if you might share it a little bit, because I stumbled across both of you, you know, a couple of years ago now, and you were doing stuff in Brisbane, and I saw that some events that you were doing online, and I watched a few videos, and there was something about the two of you that just radiated joy. And there was something really different about what you were doing and especially as a duo of two women. We've seen in media a lot in Australia, lots of male duos, which have been incredibly successful and rightly so. So there was a real unique selling point for me with the two of you, which is why, you know, this whole relationship came about. But it is a remarkable thing that you two kind of found each other and developed this business.
Yeah, it is. And I suppose, you know, you're an example of how stalking has a happy ending. And to a point, Lise and I stalked each other. I mean, when we were both younger, we had aspirations to work in media, and then life took us in different directions, and you know, we didn't do that. But when Lise and I met, we actually met online through mutual friends.
We were in our early 30s at the time.
Yeah.
And it was actually a miracle that we hadn't met in the flesh until then, because we had so many shared experiences and commonalities that it still boggles the brain to think that we'd never bumped into each other until our mid to late 30s. Yeah, right.
Even that in itself I find really courageous. Like, think about now, how many people do you know that reach out to someone and essentially say, hey, do you want to be my friend?
Like, people. That's exactly how we said it. Like, that is, we did propose friendship to each other. Like, we were just like, when we met, it was like falling in love with someone, wasn't it?
Mm.
I'm looking to her and saying, you better say yes now, because this will be awkward.
Yeah, but I just really awkwardly was. Grunted. Yeah, that was exactly what it was like.
Fireworks went off, because you find someone that you absolutely just gel with, even though we'd only just met within a matter of hours. It was this absolute recognition that we had to be in one another's lives. We could just talk and talk and talk, and we bounced off each other. The chemistry was there from the get-go, and we just thought, well, it doesn't matter that we're in our, you know, 30s. There's always room in the friendship garden.
Mm-hmm.
I can toss a loser friend out and put Sarah in instead.
And that's what happened. We'd like to say goodbye to Melissa if you're listening. But
no, we're joking. We're joking. But there's always room for people in your life. You just have to stay open.
Yeah.
You know?
And I suppose we felt like, obviously, with us and work, the timing was right, because within 4 months of meeting, Lise had a daydream that we were both on stage holding microphones.
I am a loser.
And we said, great, let's give that a burl. And very, very soon we had this sort of MC and event business up and running. And I think the point of difference was absolutely our friendship. And that wasn't being recognised in, you know, a lot of, we're told all the time that people listen to us because their own friendships are reflected in our banter and our jokes and our light teasing. And, you know, it's always done in a loving way.
Well, it's how friends speak to one another and people relate to that, and they can feel that it's 100% real. None of this is made up. We genuinely love each other, and we genuinely can't go a day without talking to each other. So you put us in a studio together, and it's honestly like a dream come true. It's like working with your best mate every day.
But you really,
I guess that is rare, yeah.
But yeah, it's been a bit of a whirlwind. I mean, this has all been within 4 years. So we've gone from meeting, running a little MC and events business, and then somehow ending up on a national radio show.
And creating content for other brands as well, and just putting our honest and unique spin on it.
But
just
that's why the timing
friends.
Was right, because if we had have met in our 20s, that wouldn't be our story.
No, it
it's
wouldn't.
The fact that on International Women's Day, and we're celebrating how far women have come, and, you know, there was this gap, there was this hole in the market for two legit besties.
Right. Yeah, and it's got nothing to do with being a woman as well. It's just nowadays with gender balance, the opportunity was there, and audiences are ready and totally fine with two chicks being on the radio. We're certainly not talking about changing nappies.
No.
We're certainly not bagging out our husbands all the time.
We
are a bit, but everyone loves that.
But that was also, there's also been a lot of strategy in that, where in doing our radio show, we wanted to create something that we wanted to listen to, and that we were so sick of hearing about the whole, you know, motherhood talks. Mm. And I mean, it's just boring to us. Like, yes, it's part of your life, but geez, we've got so many other things to talk about and find humour in. You know, we've sort of closed that chapter on our life. Well, I mean, we've still got kids, so they're around, but you know, that's not an exciting or interesting thing. Other people are nailing that market. That's not us.
Yeah. And I think that's probably one of the things that attracted me to you both, actually. And what I love is the beauty in your friendship is that it really does translate on the air, and you really do have each other's back. And I find that is really admirable. I think it's a beautiful thing we hear time and time again, that, you know, women need to support each other. And I think you, the two of you, are a perfect example of that.
Well, there's also a lot of courage in, you know, you can be really brave when you've got someone by your side that has your back. That's the power of that. And, you know, sometimes if we're really honest with each other, we wonder, would we have gotten as far as we have at this point in our careers if we didn't have each other? I don't like to think of that, Gemma.
We come as our own little posse. I think that's what you're saying, is that there are two for one deal.
That's right.
And that does mean that we've always got that person to bounce things off or mull things over with, knowing that we each have the other's best interests at heart, as opposed to potentially operating in a silo as an individual and just kind of hoping we're doing the right thing when there's...
And letting ego maybe come into it, whereas we're always tearing shreds off each other as friends do. So there's no room for ego.
No, but that's actually a really good point, because even, you know, when you get feedback or when we're working on stuff and you'll get notes, it's beautiful that you really embrace it. Like, there's no wall that goes up. You're so eager to be great at what you do, and you already are brilliant at what you do. But when there's little tweaks and notes along the way, you're so open to it. And I think that's a reflection on the strength of the friendship of the two of you. And and as you said at the beginning, the willingness to be open to things. And I think that comes through in the work that you do with us, and all the work that you don't do with us, but, you know, let's pretend there's only us.
Well, I think that's been a real, you know, Lise and I have had those conversations too, where we have our friendship to protect, and that's a personal side of us, but our friendship has also become what's marketable about us. So our friendship is now our business. And so we have to create a very clear line between professional and personal. So when we're writing skits or putting content on the table, we are okay with being ruthless with each other's ideas, and we don't take it personally, because we can't cross over anything that would, you know, harm our friendship, I suppose. Like, we're very...
Yeah.
What am I trying to say here, Lise?
No, we're very
black and white with being like, no, that's a terrible idea. And neither of us will take that
You're
personally.
Not precious, yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, you can't be, no.
Now, given it is International Women's Day, and which is really about equality, it's not about man bashing, it's about equality and all the, you know, the companies out there that are making, you know, huge progress in trying to strive towards equality for women in their workplace. So with that in mind, I'd be keen to know who, for each of you, who are the men and women that you look up to or admire or have impacted the type of person that you are?
What I would say about working at SCA, though, and Lise and I have often spoken about this among ourselves, is because it's a lot of the fellows we work with are sort of 30 and under, and they have been the biggest champions of us and our work. So I think that this younger generation of men are
living gender
parity
balance
and equality.
I feel like we're not like, oh, here are the girls that do a little radio show and both of them are women.
Yeah.
For them, it's just if you're good at it, if you have a good idea, it doesn't matter. And that is, there's so much freedom in that. And we feel so incredibly lucky to have that, I suppose. But, you know, to people in our lives, I mean, it sounds so incredibly sappy, but I think we're both really lucky to be married to men that that really just support the dream.
Yes.
More than support the dream. It's just... because that can almost sound...
Sounds a bit naff.
Patronising, you know, oh, honey, you know, whatever you want to dream, if you dream it, you can do it.
In fact, edit that out. It sounds so sickly shit. Sweet.
But don't you agree, though, at the end of the day, I think who you... If you choose to partner up with someone in life, make a wise decision there, because it can affect so much of what you... what you end up achieving, whatever it is you want to achieve. And I think we have real men in our you know, in our corner, in our corners, right?
Yeah, I like them.
Sarah's fading away. You have been up very early. And I think the reason why it's important to share your story, and I really encourage anyone who is listening to research, to stalk you both online like I did initially, to find out more about you, because I think that's the part of your story that is the most impressive and worth celebrating. There are so many women out there who are in jobs and going through life, just going through the motions, but feeling like part of them is unfulfilled. And I think exactly as you said, Sarah, your life changed 4 years ago, and you look at your life 4 years ago, which really was just going with the motions, and I'm not obviously still in a great way, but to what it is now and this sense of fulfillment and ambition and so much fun that the two of you have. And I think that's the great part about your stories, and I'm sure you would agree that hopefully that inspires other women and men out there to be open to opportunity and to look for more if they're after more in their life.
Yeah, absolutely. It's not too late to have a second wind or a change. In fact, I was driving in the city yesterday. I dropped my husband Wills off to an appointment, and I drove past a building that I used to work in for 7 years. And I said to him, isn't it amazing how many chapters you have in a life? And yet when that chapter's done, it almost feels like it never even happened, because you're so invested in the here and now. And he's not a very profound man. He just looked at me and went, yeah, right.
As you wiped away a tear.
That was a moment for me where I thought, God, like, I never would have picked it ever in that whole 10-year challenge that was going on social media. And I was like, my God, 10 years ago, I was a senior consultant for a global, like, company.
God, you sound up yourself.
Well, but no, but it was so different. And now I'm sitting on a beanbag with a microphone muff pointed at my face talking about this job. Like, you couldn't have written it.
No. And I think an incredible gift that women have, I mean, men have it too, but I think women particularly can hone this, is just intuition and gut. And I think that is probably what tipped Sarah and I off initially, is that gut feeling when you meet someone or you come across an opportunity, and never, ever, ever ignore that. Like, really tap into it. And if I'm honest, that gut feeling, that intuition was in me even as a primary school student, a high school student, that
oh, now who's up herself?
No, but hear me out. I'm just saying, if I look back even as a child, as a teenager, what were the things that I loved to do? What were the things that brought joy and genuine happiness? What were the things that I was good at? Mm. If I go back, everything was pointing to this, but at the time I had no idea what it was. And I think if you can have that little moment of introspection throughout, you know, throughout different periods of your life, just really pay attention to what really brings fulfillment, and, you know, if you can do it.
And also being yourselves as well, because you know, that's your true self there. But in this job, we are 100% ourselves, and that's what's worked.
That's why it works.
Because you can't fake this kind of stuff. And maybe it's because we came into it in our 30s and we kind of skipped so many levels that other people in radio seem to have to go through, which we acknowledge and are pleased about. but it does. It's like your truest, being your truest self. And what was that? What was our business thing that we said?
Oh,
again?
God, Sarah, I don't know.
We never remember it. But it was always like... When we set our business goal.
It's an intention,
that's
Sarah.
That's it. It was to, what was it? To
earn
a living, connecting people through laughter while being ourselves. That was it. Well, and so anything that didn't fit into that intention was a no.
That's a clear filter, and you can absolutely say you're delivering on all of those things now.
Yeah. Hopefully. We're having a lot of fun anyway.
Well, I think certainly on behalf of SCA, this sounds very official, but it is such a joy to and honour to have you on our network, and your story is truly incredible. And I know that there are listeners that listen to you across the whole country, from, you know, metro markets right through to our smaller regional markets too, and you keep them entertained when they're on the way to work or they're one of those good people that go to the gym really early. But the point being is it's a real privilege for us to have you as part of our HIT Network family, and thank you for sharing your story today.
Well, thank you for being a pioneer and putting two women on the mics together without a man to balance them. Right?
Oh, God.
Oh, she's going to cry, Gemma. She's crying.
Sarah's crying. We're out. We're out.
I'm tapping out.
International Women's Day, celebrating the women at the HIT Network.